having a look at the VOCM question of the day today. With the addition of more teachers and custodians to the system, are you more comfortable with the back-to-school plan? Of course, news broke on VOCM Open Line yesterday when the new education minister, Tom Osborne, called into Patty Daly to say that they're hiring more teachers and they're going to make sure that custodians are full-time and whatnot. So far, well, it is a three-way race. Yes, at 34%. 33%, yes, but more needs to be done. And no is at 33% as well. So what do you say? You can go ahead and have your say at VOCM.com or give us a call, 273-511-1-888-590-8626. And someone that can answer this question of the day for us is on the line right now, Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, that's right, Tom Osborne. Well, in his new role as the Minister of Education, he didn't waste a whole lot of time in addressing some inadequacies in the province's back-to-school plans. Minister Osborne announced that 70 substitute teachers are going to be hired on full-time term contracts, and that's going to help alleviate the needs of the system because of this pandemic. Dean Ingram, president of the NLTA, joins us live on the phone right now. Good morning, Mr. Ingram.
And good morning to you.
Thank you so much. So does this alleviate some of the concerns expressed by your members and parents?
Well, I think what it is, it's a positive first step, but I want to clarify is that the change to caretakers is certainly an increased enhanced availability of staff to provide sanitation, but what we have with the substitute isn't in additional units. There are no additional teachers being hired. What we see happening is right now is that these individuals will be placed in school, 70 of them, and again, the 70 is not insignificant. It provides a level of streamlining for these schools that those substitute place in, that it's one less call the administrator will need to make. Now, I want to stress it's a good first step, but certainly other steps are certainly needed. But it doesn't result in additional teachers being available in the system to address issue that we've been raising, such as class size, physical distancing. But it's a good first step, and the conversation we've had with Minister Osborne, Premier Fury, have certainly indicated a willingness to be collaborative, to engage in consultation, and there are good steps, and we're looking forward to our further discussion as we move towards getting our schools what's needed to ensure it's safe for all concerned.
So does it mean that substitute teachers will not be moving from one school to another?
No, I wouldn't suggest that. What it means is that for the 70 positions that have been created, this term positions, what it means is that we'll have these 70 individuals in the schools that will be receiving them. We'll have someone brought in every morning so that if a teacher is out, that administrator will not need to call someone in to replace that absent teacher. If a that school, if they receive one of them, there's a second one, they can call another one from outside that list. There's certainly been no decision made, at least to my knowledge, on any restrictions on substitute moving between schools. But it's a good first step. But what it does do is it adds a streamlining of for our school administrators, but it doesn't add any additional staffing complement to our schools. But it is a good first step.
So that's the first step. What's the next step, do you think?
Well, we've certainly been advocating that it's important that we have necessary safety measures in our schools to mirror that which is in other public venues. We do still have concerns with the inconsistencies that we see. We know that people, space, time, and place has been our mantra. We still believe that it's important to look at physical distancing measure, class size. There's a number of things, and certainly I'm looking forward to further discussions with Minister Alvaro and other staff to ensure that we do get to where we need to be so that the school system is safe for all concerned.
And, like, at this point in time, I mean, it's kind of late in the game. Are substitute teachers even available?
Well, we do have a substitute that have been applying and getting approved to be on the list. We have a number of substitute teachers in the province, but again, we've been raising this concern is that we do have times where there's a shortage of them, and there are concerns with this. What this announcement made yesterday does provide a consistency for those individuals that will be in these positions and provides a continuity that they know where they're to, and it'll function in many ways like a float position that we see in healthcare right now. Again, a positive first step, but we certainly think other steps are going to be needed.
And do you think it will be a little bit more difficult to get those substitute teachers for the rural parts of the province?
Again, this is not something new. We've had trouble recruitment and availability of substitute teachers through many parts of the province, so that hasn't changed. But this announcement, again, it's a positive first step to provide that streamlining for our school administrators, and I'm hoping it's indicative of productive further discussion we'll have with Minister Osborne and his staff, and certainly through Premier Fury as well.
Yeah, Minister Osborne, he really was hot out of the gates under this new portfolio. So, I mean, you've met with him. What are your impressions?
Well, myself and Minister Osborne worked together on previous files as well, certainly in his former capacity as Minister of Finance, and it's certainly always been a respectful dialogue. I certainly looking forward to that. And yesterday there were some positive overtones, and we're hoping that will continue and looking forward to further discussions.
President of the NLTA, Dean Ingram, I thank you for joining the VOCM Morning Show live by phone.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
There you go. It is 18 minutes past 8.